Yeah.
All right, fellas, we making moves. We grooving. We up, we down, but it's all about staying consistent. Let's break this huddle one good time. Ready, break. Big ups. It's the boy Jovial Joe here once again. Supreme Sports Roundup here at Supreme Sports Network. I got my esteemed coaches on the line with Coach Philip.
What's happening, babes? H-Time, stay down.
We got Coach Primetime in the house. What up, Coach?
Hey, what's the word, Jovial? How you doing today, man?
Hey, man, we in the groove, just living the dream. All right, let's jump right into these prime power rankings, man. This proving big ups to the coaches for getting these games knocked out, and they getting knocked down. So let's jump right into prime power rankings of week five.
Man, starting off coming in at number 10, man, we have those L.A. Rams. At number 9, we have the Miami. At the Jacksonville Jaguars. At number 7, we have the Atlanta Falcons. At number 6, we have the Philadelphia Eagles. At number 5, we have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. At number 4, we have the Dallas Cowboys, man, getting back up, creeping back up into the top 5 of the rankings, man. At number 3, a surprise to all, we have those Baltimore Ravens. Number 2, we have those Kansas City Chiefs, man. They playing some real good ball right now. We see they beat up on the Eagles this last game, man. He actually playing some real good ball on the offense.
Beat the
side,
shit
man.
Out the Eagles.
And that number one being consistent right now, man, we have those New Orleans Saints.
So those are our rankings, fellas. It looks different every time we talk. But we got some familiar foes out there. So Coach Philly Phil, what are your thoughts on these rankings and out here from the coach who put them together?
Man, fuck them rankings and fuck everything about this mad, man. This shit is a travesty. It truly is, man. And that's all I gotta say, man. Fuck them rankings and fuck everybody that's playing this game.
All right, Coach, we know we're gonna keep moving through that. But Coach, we wanna welcome Coach McNeil into the house. Coach Matt.
What's up, Supreme? I heard that boy Philly talking shit. But he won while he's sitting 1-4 over there. 1-4.
Hey, pour it on, man.
One thing about it, in Supreme, you're going to get your issue. Coach Prime, we just went through the rankings. What were your thoughts as you put together these rankings? Any standout thoughts?
Oh, man, the standout is the champs, man. The Dallas Cowboys, man. Get back up in the rankings in the top 5, man. He had a slow start of the season right now, but it looked like he's starting to put things together right now, man. He's looking very good, looking back to a championship form right
okay.
now. So that's my surprise right
okay.
now.
Okay, so we also want to talk about and we want to welcome a hot coach right now. Coach has won a championship previously in Supreme, and this coach is here in the booth with us. We got Coach of the Saints, Coach Manzi in the house. What up, Coach?
What up, boys? What up?
We in the groove with you, man. Coach, so what's going on with y'all this season with them Saints, man? Y'all rolling. You know, anything to look forward to with your team, or is it just get to the championship as usual with you guys?
No, I just had to take some time to build the boys. You know, I had to build the morale, make sure the guys were excited for the season. Last season, we kind of fell off. Took a hard beating to the Cowboys. First time we ever lost to that organization. So kind of took it hard. Going forward, we just realized we're done dealing with the bottom feeders. Just go ahead and just take our spot at the top.
Hey, must be nice coming from a team like us who just got our first win. Also, Coach, so we see you made a lot of moves and you still dominate on the run. What's you guys take? Are you guys going to open it up later on in the season, or is this how you guys going to get it done this year?
Well, here's the thing. Is Madden brought these traits to the table, and we're noticing that if you don't have them, you're at a disadvantage. So once we figured out how to get them, we just go one player at a time and building them traits one time at a time. But the schedule's not allowing it, so we're just sneaking it where we in. Get in where we fit in is how we're looking at it.
Hey, that sounds about right. You got us in a tough division, that NFC South, and you're going to have some tough games on the road. You got some hot coaches over there, and it looks like there's going to be a three-team division. Pretty sure you know you guys are going to get in there. So, Coach Prime, Coach Matt, Coach Phil, any other questions for our guest as we move forward in this show to the next parts?
Oh, man, for me, Manzi, man, coming into the season this year, man, you coming off that big loss I see you spoke of the Dallas Cowboys, man. Everybody was surprised that you made it far as you did last year. How you feel about finishing this season off, man? Who is your strongest contender over there in the NFC?
In the NFC, I honestly don't think anybody over there can fuck with me.
Jeez!
My strongest contender is actually Week 7. As sad as he is, as terrible as his team looks, that's my biggest opponent. He spreads the ball out 5 wide, and it doesn't cater to my defense. And so it kind of makes me have to move shit around. And I know he likes the quick hike, and he's a little bit smarter than the rest. So, and the NFC, honestly, I don't think anybody over there is really a contender. Walt, like I said, he's like a bottom feeder. Bucks, we already retired him. Bears is on his way out. So, I mean, just let the excuses pour in. I think the Patriots and the Bills is probably the only. Or Chiefs actually, they put together a good game plan. Obviously, they have Barkley and Tyreek Hill, so it's a little tough to move guys around. But as far as my defense is set up, there's only a few teams that I feel like that could play on this level right now, and those are the three.
Hey, shots fired. You see the Joker of the league letting you know there's nobody else out there going to touch him. Hey, rivalries are live abundantly here in Supreme, and this man's looking for any one of them. So you do have a big matchup,
sheesh,
I believe, with those Patriots this week, right? He's going to be turned up in Supreme. When are you guys going to hit the field on that one?
Man, let's get straight to the gutter shit.
Yeah, man. Well, y'all going to hit the field.
Man, how you feel about this rivalry game against the Patriots? Go ahead and let us know how you feel about him. And then we're going to get the Marcus.
Well, like I said, in practice, we spread the ball out, and we tried to attempt the defense with the 5 wide, sneaking the speed inside. It's the only thing that I think that can move the ball on my defense. So we're just going to see how it goes. I'm actually excited to see how it goes. It's the first time I haven't really been that motivated to have to say, hey, I beat him, I whooped his ass, this, that, and this, because I just want to see how the defense goes against it. Because after that, then the rest of the season is pretty drawn up. It's, it's pretty much a wrap after that.
I mean, Manzi, don't you feel pretty confident with the Patriots being 1-4 right now and you guys being 6-0? I mean, don't you feel pretty confident regardless of what your defense brings?
Yeah, but I'm hard-headed, you know what I'm saying? I hear him complaining a lot by the run, so I kind of want to play his game. You know, I'm just that type of person. I want to beat him on the field the way they do their shit. So I could come in and run the ball and frustrate him and make him throw his remote and punch one of his kids, but I like to play his game, you know what I'm saying? I like to say, hey, I beat you on your field, on your game, in your setting.
Gotcha.
So with that said, I got to play defense. So, it's can I put up 45 points passing the ball? So we'll see how that goes.
Okay.
Man, we know this is a rivalry game, and this game right here will be very intense, usually between y'all two opponents, man. So we're going to go on and turn it over to Marcus. Marcus, you got anything to say coming into this rivalry game, man?
Oh, you heard the burp. You mean he's right on the line.
Man, man, this ain't a rivalry game, man. These Pats, we got a lot of niggas going to the IR, man. I think these guys are just ready to go ahead and start getting on vacations to go and just looking for some beaches. They're looking forward to March, end of the season, trying to get these damn 9 games over with so they can enjoy.
No, brother.
Got your ant tuck between your
teeth. We do not want to hear this type of talk. We're not going to let you underplay this game, this game right here. No, we all know in Supreme League that this is a. Everyone's going to be watching here in, I think, probably like 20 minutes.
This is
we all know when these two coaches meet on the field, it's going to be a good one.
That's my daddy right now, man. So he can have it, man. I'm bottom feeder, man. I'm gone. I'm done with the league, man. As a matter of fact, I think my wife may go into labor today, man. I don't even know if this game will get played, man.
Hey, but you heard him say he was going to beat you at the game that you want your opponents to play versus you. So you may have a chance. We'll see.
Sounds like that coach at the Saints is going to be a man of his word on this one. It's all about, hey, the champ himself, yeah, the champ. Hey, got to be a champ in these situations and put the boys on the field with a shot to win, man. I know you're going to get out there and play with everything you got, no matter what you tell us on the podcast. So we're going to be looking forward to it. We appreciate you, Coach Manzi, for jumping on the stage, getting your boys a little bit of break just to get ready for this big rivalry matchup. Because, hey, Supreme, where rivalries live. Am I right or am I right?
Yes, sir.
All right, so, yeah, right, we want to move forward. Do we have any hot pickups that we want to speak about?
Man, let's talk about these games that already been played today in Supreme, man. We have a shocker on the way the Tennessee Titans beat
Woodshed.
Miami Dolphins, man, 44-9. That was a Woodshed game. Then we have
that was a good game.
Colts beating the Jets 24-21. Very good game, man. And then we spoke on the game that what happened last night, man. I'm gonna let Manil speak a little
tell
bit
us
about
a little
that,
more, man.
I wasn't able to catch the game, man.
Hey, man.
Score was 60.
Hey, man. It was a close game the first half, man. And then second half, the damn I don't know, man. I don't know how I feel about this superstar X Factor shit, man. It seems like the spin move with Barkley just seems super unrealistic. Pat Mahomes did some shit that he'll do in real life, but that's
I have to agree. Sometimes
yeah,
I feel
man.
Like
I'm just like, man, what the hell is this bullshit, man? So I mean, we got our asses whooped. We contained Barkley for a little bit. Like I said, the first half it was a close game. We drove down. We're in the red zone a couple times. Just couldn't convert. I mean, it is what it is, man. We got our heads beat in. I believe we have a bye week. And so we just going to get prepared for our next opponent, man.
Hey, non-conference opponent. You know, it was just like a bowl game in a way. But, you know, hopefully don't come into the tiebreakers. But, yeah, that was that score shocked some of us this morning.
Yeah, that's why like when these guys are talking about increasing XP and all this other shit, I'm like, nah, man, because with all this superstar and X Factor bullshit, man, it kind of make the game a little more unrealistic anyway. So we don't need to be having a bunch of guys at 99 and all this other shit. So, like I said, the spin move looked like it's back to with Barkley looked like it was back to Madden 17 or 18, where as long as you hit the circle button, you'll spin away from the defender every single time.
That ain't the worst one. They got some niggas on there called first miss or some shit, where if you do a juke, I'm telling you, they juke the first nigga, but they like give you a speed burst out of the fucking hole, and niggas is off to the races.
You talk. I think you speak.
Whatever the fuck it's called. I think Melvin Gordon got that shit. I don't know what the fuck. All I know is you can be having a nigga in the hole with three niggas around. He hit a move and literally burst the fuck up out the motherfucking hole like Sonic the motherfucking Hedgehog. And the nigga be off to the fucking races, man. I mean, this shit, all of this shit whack. First off, I hate the fucking run. I mean, I understand it's football. You know, niggas run the ball. And if niggas don't know how to pass, then whatever, I'm cool with it. But as lopsided this run is this year, man, this shit worse than 18 for me. And it's frustrating to watch. I can't even watch. I literally don't have the patience to watch niggas' games. I literally watched a nigga play in a motherfucking another league, play in a fucking conference championship and not attempt a pass. The nigga won the conference championship, went to the Super Bowl without attempting a fucking pass. I mean, that literally is some fucking freshman, oh, Shetland ass fucking football right there.
Well, hey,
that's the only place you would see where a nigga don't attempt to pass. It's fucking when you got 7 year olds running around just smashing into each other and they can't throw the ball 5 yards, so they just run pitch back and fucking forth. That's the only place you would see some shit like that. So the fact that they got this shit going on and niggas is successful with the shit and Madden, and I got OG Chief and dragging my ass with the run from 400 yards a game and shit like that. I mean, it's just downright embarrassing, man. It really is.
Hey, well, Russian teams don't win the Super Bowl, though. We see in both of those cases. They get there, but they don't win it.
I beg to differ. I mean, even B.A., as rightfully so, like I said, I was happy to see that guy win the Super Bowl because I don't think it was a more deserving coach in the league. But he is a predominantly run player, and you know, but I'm not classifying him as a run only type of player, because even last year when I played with him, that's his game. He likes to run the ball. He likes to get 21 personnel and run the ball. And if that's what you like, that's what you like. But he can pass the ball if he needs to. But I don't give a fuck anybody or anywhere. If you on the side on your own damn fucking 15 and it's third and damn 12 and you take your chances with fucking stretch right, then I mean that just lets me know that this fucking game is fucking insane. I mean, you stretch right for a goddamn touchdown on third and 15. I mean, it's just, oh man, it's unacceptable. I can't put up with much more of it, man. I can't be more excited for my goddamn son to be born this week and me spend a week in the fucking hospital to really fucking walk away from this goddamn game.
Hey, most of the time, new fathers do pretty well in Supreme. And congratulations on that.
We want to congrats.
Yeah, congratulations on that, man. But moving forward, we had a game played early this morning, man. It was the Buccaneers versus the Falcons. That score was 54-31. What y'all think about how the way the Buccaneers playing right now? Because the Falcons was the top 10 user.
I mean, that wasn't surprising. Go ahead, surprising for the Bucs to win that game. The Bucs has a great roster, a great team that he's put together. Obviously, he's wanting to make a statement this season because obviously he didn't make the playoffs last year and he has a point to prove. So it's not surprising for me to see the results of that game. Just going forward, obviously we want to see what he's going to do and if he's going to hold up and stay in the league after the comments he made a couple days ago about leaving the league. So yeah, it wasn't surprising to me about the win versus the Falcons with the Bucs personally.
I think that's I still think he's the I would say he's still the third best team in that division. I still see our guest Mazzy with the Saints and Walt, if Walt doesn't sabotage himself, as being there towards the end. So that's gonna be a thrilling end of a division race right there. But the Bucs handle business against the Falcons. Falcons is a good user, but he may be fourth in that division, and that may be highway robbery.
Man, last thing I'm gonna say about it, man. All of them teams in the NFC South have the prototypical rosters to compete in this version of this Madden. I don't know if them niggas were sharing knowledge with each other in between the division or what.
Collusion.
But all of them niggas got X-Factors on the D-line, and that alone is the number one most dominant thing on this fucking game. And if you don't got it, you will struggle. If you do got it, you basically can basically have a trash-ass secondary and nobody in the fucking back end because, you know, they get into your quarterback ASAP. So, and they fucking can block shit and do shit like that against the run. And so, like I said, all those rosters between Walt, Saints, Bucks, Falcons, they all got some superstar X-Factors and shit like that on the D-line, which is the most, like I said, the most dominant thing. And I think not many other teams got that shit. So, which is showing right now how dominant they've been.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What you got, Coach Brown?
I think, it wasn't collusion. You can't say nothing about
it. Nah, I never said no collusion.
I was commenting on what Joel said. But I think they were doing their due diligence, man. Like, you have to see how your division is set up, man. You build your team based off of what's going on in your division because the division games mean more than all those outside games, you know what I'm saying? So I think those guys beefed up where they needed to beef up at and be able to compete in their division, man. And like Philly said, they style is great for what's going on in Madden, but it's for everybody else to adapt. Manzi, what you got to say about those comments, man, about the Buccaneers winning that game 54 or what?
So with research, the Atlanta Falcons, like to run the ball, and they lost their runner a few weeks back, and so his offense
against the Seahawks
is real, real shaky. So when he played me, he came out and was throwing go balls. So that's not his style of football at all. So it's real common that you're going to get 50 put on you when you want to throw the ball and you're not the type of guy that throws the ball. And his confidence was already kind of shaky because of the update. The more thing I wanted to touch on is the X factor thing. So when I saw my team and I was building it, I had to actually go and give up Saquon Barkley to get X Factor on my D-line. Because I knew if I didn't have one in my division, the way Walt's team is set up, I was screwed. He's got the Avengers across the board. I mean, if you look, his linebackers are X factors. Yep. His cornerbacks are X factors. He has two defensive players on the line as X factors. And so I'm competitive, and I don't want to see Walt ever beat me. So I had to go and find a way to get Barkley, push him out, bring a defensive X factor with some speed on the end, hoping that Cam Jordan didn't regress, which he didn't, which helped me out, again, at 32 years old. So you're able to hold the edges with that. Uh-huh. And then recently I made a move to get me a 20-year-old X-Factor, 87 speed, that will be, for the rest of the Madden, I think, one of the biggest beasts on the game. But he's equivalent to a Frank Clark, I think, on steroids. So I think it'll be exciting. But for the guys that don't make GM moves in franchise mode, I think you're always going to be at the bottom.
True. You got a GM in this game.
As much as I hate to say it, kind of shout out to Philly. He finds a way to win with the worst rosters ever. I've never seen worse rosters teams built ever in franchises than the one he built. He builds the worst teams I've ever seen. And finds a way to win. So, I mean, shout out to that. When you can grab a 33-year-old and put him in the game and think that he's going to benefit your team long term, then, hats off, because that shit ain't for me.
Obviously, every coach builds their team according to their style of play. And with the X factor and superstar and all that bullshit, it kind of changes up the game. A little bit, I would say, in regards to, you know, maybe building a team that has, you know, a roster full of X factors. But Philly, I mean, everybody will build their team according to their style of play, you know.
But there's not but if you give me an 89 speed, 33-year-old X factor receiver, to me, I mean, I'm not going to do anything with him. I'm gonna just set him on the sideline.
Supreme is still a speed league.
Hey, I got Julio, man. I got Julio with that 90 release.
The bottom line is the X Factor shit eliminates any attributes that may not be what you like or what you want. Uh-huh. The bottom fucking line is when this game came out, they had these fucking corners that could literally, if you press and you jam, you can literally hold a motherfucker at the line for 3.5 seconds, which was plenty of time.
Oh, it was
plenty
great.
Of time for these niggas who just literally can't play fucking defense and just blitz 7.
True.
So they always gonna blitz one more than you can cover, but your fucking receivers can't get off the line of scrimmage to run routes. So either you're gonna hold that bitch and take a sack, or you're gonna throw that bitch before your receiver is breaking into any type of fucking route, and it's gonna be a fucking pick. So in order to negate that, you have to go and get, regardless of who the fuck you go, if you got an X factor ass fucking shit. I got a nigga. I got Julian fucking Edelman. Who you put on that nigga? He got one of those fucking strengths. The nigga runs slower than my guy. But I bet you one thing, if that nigga gonna get the fuck off of that line and the fuck off of that jam to run an out, a slant, or whatever the fuck I want him to run. So, yeah, niggas is slow and shit like that. But like I said, that superstar and that X Factor shit changes everything. I mean, this entire game is absolutely fucked because of that X Factor shit. And to what that nigga said, yeah, I don't Google, I don't fucking YouTube to find out what the fuck I need to do to fucking get. Right now, I still don't know how niggas is getting these fucking trade upgrades, because I literally don't know what the fuck niggas is doing, but I always been able to fucking build my niggas because I won awards and I was fucking coach of the year every year and won MVPs and shit. Well, now that shit ain't happening because my goddamn team is ass, I can't get no fucking upgrades and my niggas don't get no blue dots every game. So, hey, niggas is out here fighting for their fucking lives and niggas don't know that they gonna have fucking...
They're fighting for their fucking lives every day.
They fucking pink slips in their goddamn locker. And they come with that riffraff again.
Hey, the Supreme League, we ball every day, B.
Hey, Hey, well, let's move forward, man. Let's knock out a couple of these games, man. I want to get y'all opinions. Let's make it fast and just pick who you think gonna win on these pick 'ems right here. I want everybody opinion on this. Okay, the first one we got Pittsburgh versus the Cleveland Browns, man. That's a hard no division this year with the Ravens winning the division right now, 5-0. But we got the Pittsburgh Steelers 2-3, and we got the Browns 3-3.
I got the Browns.
You got the Steelers, man. They're struggling like us. Browns struggling.
Who you got?
I got the Steelers as well.
That's easy. Browns.
Manzi, who you got?
He's making adjustments.
Browns. Okay. I'm going to take the Browns. Nah, I'm going to take the Steelers, man. I'm going to take the Steelers in this one. Steelers been playing pretty well lately. I've seen him in other leagues, and I think he's ready to do his thing right now. Let's move forward. We got the Houston Texans versus the Bills, if that gets played, if he's in town on Friday. Who you got, Philly?
Houston Texans versus the Bills? Nah, that nigga ain't going to be here. That's a force. Keep going.
Let's go to the next game. We have
the Hey, is this fat-ass nigga ready to play? I'm at the crib. Just pulled up, 12 noon, like I fucking called.
Oh, he ready.
Where Roberts left.
Let's keep this thing moving, man.
So fucking game.
Official pregame.
We have the Bengals versus the Ravens. Ooh. Man. Who you got, Philly?
Bengals and the Ravens. I got Ravens. Man, Bengals is Bengals. Bengals want to fuck some shit up, man. I got the Bengals.
Yep. I got Bengals as well, man. Marvin playing well, but
I got Bengals, man. I think the Ravens. I think the buck stops here in the division. Bengals.
Who you have?
Bengals and who?
Ravens.
Marv. Bengals and Ravens. Bengals.
Marv, what you gonna do?
Marv.
Back against the back wall. Moving forward. We have the Chicago Bears versus Packers. I'm sure all of us
think
the Bears in that one. So we're gonna move. We're gonna move a little forward in this one. We got the Carolina Panthers versus the Dallas Cowboys. Mm. Should be another great game. Who you have?
Cowboys.
Mickey.
I got Cowboys as well.
I'm going with those Panthers.
Panthers.
Manzi, who you have?
Fuck them whole ass Panthers.
I think I'm going to have to roll with the Panthers on this game, too, man. Moving forward, we have the 49ers
versus
Seahawks. Who you have, Philly?
49ers and the Seahawks? Oh, man, I got to take – as much as I fuck with Joe, man, I got to take the 49ers, man.
Who you have?
I'm going with the Niners as well at home.
Who you have,
I'll take Manzi? I'll go with Joe. Hey.
I'm going to take the underdog, too.
Niners ride with right?
We want you, Tree.
Yeah, the Niners just, he just lost against the Cardinals, too, man. I don't know what happened in that game, so I'm going to go roll with the underdog again until Tree proved me wrong in this one. All right, we got the next game, the Raiders versus New York. Go fast with this. Who we have, Philly?
New York. Raiders.
I got Raiders.
That's two trash teams, though.
I got Giants, man. They already beat us. I got Giants.
New York.
Who you have, Manzi?
Bro, you lost to the Giants?
Man, first game, bro. I didn't have everything. Hey, he beat us.
You know
what? I'm going to roll with the Giants in this game, too, man.
Who the fuck am I to talk about who the fuck somebody lost to? My bad.
another tight division right now, man. We have the Detroit Lions versus the Vikings. Who you have, Philly?
Lions and Vikings. I'm rolling with the... I told you that's the leader of their camp, Lions.
Okay.
This game is always interesting, man. I'm gonna go with I know the Vikings seems frustrated, so I'm gonna go with the Vikings, man. I know he wants one.
I got the Lions. He's the leader, and the Vikings have been slipping this year. I got Lions.
Vikings. Squirt's checked out. Lions checked out. He's checked out.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to ride with them Lions on this game too. I think he's gonna come and play, like you say. He's the leader of that pack right now. So expect to see him win that game. The last game of the week, man, we have the LA Chargers versus the Broncos. Who you have, Philly?
Chargers.
Mickey. Chargers as well.
Get down.
Yeah, Chargers. Chargers.
Chargers got some new weapons. I like it.
What about these Saints like the and Chargers these Patriots? Too. Who y'all got? Who y'all
Sheesh,
got?
Man.
Saints.
Come on, man. I got the Saints.
I got Saints as Mickey? Well, man. Philly feeling sorry for himself.
I'm sure
tucking
both
his
of those
head between himself.
Yeah, I'm sure both of those coaches got they self, even though Philly's going to say he have the Saints. And shit, I'm going to agree with his ass. I'm going to roll with the Saints in this game. Then
pour.
If you want to be eat his ass up.
Pour it on.
I never see my teammate like this. What the fuck going on?
I never seen him like this. That's why I say just beat it. Hey, I come from, if he going to be down, you beat his head with a goddamn baseball bat. You remember that feeling?
Pour it.
Beat him in the head with a baseball bat.
Hey, Coach. Well, hey, those are our pick-ems. That's today's Supreme Roundup. I appreciate Coach Philly Phil, Coach Prime, Coach Mack, and our special guest, Saints Coach Manzi. Hey, anything we want to leave the fellas out with, keep playing those games, y'all. Anybody got anything to leave with?
Hey, man, this is a tight lead this season, man. If you go look at these records right now, these divisions are very tight, man. Hey, y'all got to compete at all costs.
All right.
Hey, man. It's been fun, Supreme.
We'll see y'all on the field very soon. Big time robbery. So, hey, once again, it's your boy Jovial Joe. Big ups. It's your Supreme.